Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies for...
Hello, everybody. God bless you today. This is Susan Puzio. And I want to welcome you to the Prophetic News Radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And we have a new YouTube channel. We're still working on getting it back up after sister, I don't know if she's a sister, wasn't a very nice thing to do to have my YouTube channel taken down, Paula White. I had some videos up there of Paula and some pictures of her, with Benny Hinn, and they were photographed together in Rome some months back, holding hands. Whatever that was all about, I don't know. But anyway, the pictures were in the National Enquirer. I also had a few pictures of Paula herself on the YouTube channel, and the problem with YouTube, now we had over 1 million people watch some of the videos, so that's a pretty good audience, and we had hundreds of subscribers to our channel. But anyway, they go in, and within a few minutes, they have YouTube take your channel down because they claim, of course, they have no evidence, they don't have to provide any evidence. They just make you look like you're stealing something from them, which is not true, because there is a, in the copyright laws, there is something called fair use. And if you're doing news and commentary, which our program, of course, is Bible teaching, but we do news and commentary. And when you're doing a video about someone that's been in the news, you usually use a picture to show people what they look like. Anyway, they claim copyright infringement, but with YouTube, all they have to do is claim it. They don't have to prove it, and YouTube will take down your channel after you have three of these complaints, three strikes against you. And then they post, if you go to my old channel, they post something on there where this channel has been taken down to because of multiple copyright complaints or infringements by Paula White Ministries. So then if you file a counter complaint to YouTube, then it gives Paula White Ministries an opportunity then to sue me, which of course they could sue me, and they would lose because there's such a thing as fair use. And so, anyway, they don't want people to know the truth, but the thing is, we will not be silenced. God has opened up an opportunity for us on the internet, and it's a wonderful opportunity to get the word out. I myself have been on some of the TBN networks in the past, in the late 80s and early 90s when I was in full-time ministry, traveling around the world, holding miracle healing crusades, and I had my own television program for 2 years in Colorado, and I was on in Denver, Colorado, and Aspen, Colorado. So I know a little bit about television ministry. I was also believing God in the 1980s. There was a television license that was for sale in Aspen, and there was actually a TV tower that was just lying up in the mountains that nobody wanted, and this television license was for sale, and I was trying to buy it. I didn't have $25,000 at the time to buy the television license and the tower. I wish I did. Now I really wish that I did have it. But anyway, I know a little bit about the ins and outs of television programming, television production. And so our topic today is going to be the TBN fiasco. In the news, I think the news broke yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, but Jan and Paul Crouch, who own, I would say they own TBN, it's worth over $1 billion at right now, and their granddaughter, who is Paul Crouch Jr., their son, their granddaughter has filed a lawsuit claiming, now, I know you're going to find this hard to believe. Now, can you imagine that? She's claiming that ministry funds have been diverted for their personal use. Well, we already know that, most of these big ministries. Now, it's very hard. Didn't Jesus say that it's very hard for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven? But yet all these prosperity preachers, they want you to be rich, and so then you could backslide like them. But anyway, that's what we're going to be talking about today. So I'm going to be bringing my caller. I have a wonderful caller that's on the line. And the chat room's open. So if you have any comments, please make your comments in the chat room. And also, this is a live call-in show, 914-338-1638. And the new YouTube channel is Prophetic News TV. And if you don't like what Paula White did to me as far as taking down my YouTube channel, please call Without Walls in Tampa, Florida, and let them know that they don't have any right to censor people. If they're public figures and if they're in the news, then other people have a right to comment about what they're doing. Let me tell you something. It is better to be judged by the brethren. Now, I don't know if Paul is a sister. I mean, I'm still wondering about that. But it is better to be judged by the brethren than to be judged by God. Because when God judges a ministry, it's not pretty. So, anyway, I'm going to be bringing my caller on the air here. Hi, Brother Vincent.
Hey there, Susan. How you doing?
Good. I'm glad to hear your voice today.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. This has become one of my favorite channels now.
Well, good. It's one of my favorite channels, too. You know, there was a news story yesterday, and I don't know if you had seen it. Have you seen the story about the Crouch's granddaughter filing this lawsuit?
No, I haven't. I haven't heard anything about it. And usually when something like this comes up, the only time I hear about it is when I come on shows like this.
Well, there was the news broke. Actually, the story was from February 9th, and it's in the Orange County Register, which is a California newspaper. And for all my listeners out there, the TBN Broadcasting Company, they're very, very wealthy, very wealthy. They have many, many TV stations, buildings. I don't know how many states. I would say 10 or 15 states at least that I know of where they have these multi-million-dollar television studios. One looks like the White House. They just built in Orlando, Florida. They just built about a 3,000-seat building that looks like the old Roman Colosseum. And so they just have more money than they know what to do with. But anyway, the story that broke in the Orange County Register, if you notice at TBN, Paul Crouch Jr. is no longer there. He left the ministry a few months ago. I was wondering myself why all of a sudden he left, because I think he was the CEO and his daughter worked there. So they were all enjoying the benefits of the prosperity gospel, and they probably had more money than they knew what to do with these kids. But the granddaughter claims, now they all left. The granddaughter left, the son left, and it says here the granddaughter of Trinity Broadcasting Network's Jan and Paul Crouch has accused the world's largest Christian broadcaster of unlawfully distributing charitable assets worth more than $50 million to the company's directors.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, the charges are leveled in a federal lawsuit filed by Crouch's granddaughter, Brittany Koper. Last week, against her former lawyers, now she actually brought the suit against her lawyers who do legal work for TBN. Observers have often wondered how the Crouches can afford multiple mansions on both coasts, a $50 million jet, a $50 million jet. Now, does that take your breath away?
What is it, a 747? I mean, my goodness. $50 million?
Air Force One?
I mean, really? I don't think the whole state of North Carolina is worth that much.
I'm telling you. $50 million jet. Chauffeurs, et cetera, et cetera. So now there's where all your tithes and offerings are going, my friends. All those seed faith gifts that you have sacrificed and given to God, they want you to believe that your money is actually given to God, and God takes that money and he blesses. He really, now isn't it odd, Vincent, don't you find it odd that he really blesses Jan and Paul Crouch?
Yeah, and doesn't bless anybody else who gives to them. I don't get it. That's something I always wondered, too, because a lot of times, you know, they tell you to give, and the people who are doing the giving, those are the people who are struggling and everything, but the people they're giving to, those are the ones who are well off, and no one's going to tell me that these people have another source of income. The reason why they have all these, man, they'll tell you, oh, well, God has just blessed them. Well, how has God blessed you? Okay, you're not going to tell me that money just fell out the sky and you say, oh, wow, I got $50 million. Let me buy this jet. You know, no one's going to tell me that. That money is coming from people so-called seeding into their ministry.
Yeah. Well, they know how to work it. I'm telling you, they are good at it. If you ever look at the TBN, sometimes they run their programs from the 1980s, and they run it on the network. Now, they're hilarious because they always get so excited about, oh, the new, at that time they were getting so excited about the new satellite dishes they were setting up and all the countries that they were going to. And you could tell that they were just giddy with glee because they realized that they had really stepped into a gold mine. Christian television. It's a real gold mine. But now, of course, we can have our own Christian television channels on the Internet. And if you want to be on television, you can be on for very little money.
Yeah.
Nobody can really afford to buy airtime on TBN since it is probably $5,000 or $10,000 an hour to be on that network to get that kind of exposure. But, of course, you have to sell your soul to the devil to do it. So it's not really worth it. And, of course, we might have to start our own channels on the Internet because of the, especially with these things that are going on with YouTube. I mean, how do you like that, Vincent, that Paula White had me pulled down?
That is a common tactic that I call them the prophets use, because I have a couple of other friends on YouTube. Their channels got pulled by, you know, people like Creflo Dollar, T.D. Jakes, and things like that. And I don't know why they do. These are such people of faith. They're supposed to be people of faith and everything, but someone gets to talking against them. They want to cry to YouTube and say pull their stuff down instead of doing the right thing to do is to face their accusers face to face. They want to take YouTube and use them as their pit bull to get back at those who are coming against them.
That's a good way to put it. You know, that is really true because they can email me. Then if they email me, I would give them my phone number, mm-hmm. and we could have a chat. But no, they have to go behind your back. I'm not afraid. I'm not ashamed. I'm putting it out here for all the world to hear what I believe and what I think and what I have to say. But no, they have to hide behind their attorneys, and they have to hide behind, you know, YouTube. And they go, it's like a bunch of babies, you know, whining and crying, copyright infringement. They actually used my photograph. Like, your photograph is all over the world. It's all over the internet. Everybody knows what you look like. You're on television. So what are you worried about your photograph for? Everybody,
yeah.
It's out there. And now, I don't put my photograph on the internet because I like my privacy. So, but if I did put my photograph on the internet, I wouldn't mind if somebody took my photograph and used it. Unless they were, you know, telling outright lies about me, then I might mind it. But we're not telling lies on these people. Anything that we report on this program or on YouTube has already been reported on by somebody else. So we don't make stuff up about people. They make enough news for themselves. And I do. I mean, I call on Paula White and T.D. Jakes and the rest of them. Don't be a coward and hide behind your attorneys and hide behind YouTube. You know, have some courage. And if you want to fight, go find somebody else to fight with, because I'm not fighting with these people. I'm not going away.
Yeah.
And I don't. I'm sure you feel the same way, Vincent. That when God calls you to do something, and to be a watchman on the wall, and we want to uphold the Word of God, that's what means so much to us. Look, we haven't sold out. I don't have to sell out to have a ministry, and I don't have to try to trick you and extort money from you to preach the gospel. The gospel's free. Anybody can have a Bible. We're just a mouthpiece, and that's all we are. It doesn't make us anything special because, you know, God uses us. So we're very grateful that God would use us to do anything for him, really, the God of the universe. You know, he doesn't really need us.
No.
But yet, Paula White and TBN, and they all want you to believe that you need them to have a ministry, or you have to pay them to preach the gospel because they'll do it for you. But I'm calling on the body of Christ today. Get your own ministry, whether it's ministering to your neighbor or passing out tracts or getting a Blog Talk radio program. You can have a Blog Talk radio program for free.
Yeah.
You can be on YouTube for free. It doesn't cost you anything. The only thing it's going to cost you is your time. And you can, everybody out there, you can do something for Jesus. God doesn't have any special people that you have to pay to preach the gospel for you. And, you know, Vincent, I see, and in the days ahead, and it's going to be very, very tragic, when we start seeing these ministries fall like dominoes. And we're seeing it happen. Now, when your own granddaughter goes and files a lawsuit, now that is pretty bad.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy right there. You know, by the way, did Mike Murdoch ever respond to that letter you sent to him?
No, Mike. No, you know, this is the thing, see. Now, I have called without walls. Now, Paula White is not going to come to the phone for me. I actually emailed them this week. I emailed Frank White, who is, I'm not sure if he's Randy White's, that's Paula's ex-husband, Randy White's father or brother or cousin or what. But I had emailed him and asked him why they had taken down my YouTube channel. And if the photos were truly copyrighted. If they are copyrighted, I would be glad to remove the photos, but please let me know what I did.
Mm-hmm.
If I did anything wrong.
Yeah.
Could you just let me know about it instead of removing my YouTube channel that I have spent hundreds of hours making the videos and the subscribers and a million people looking at the videos, and then it's gone. So, yeah, they were supposed to come to me, and no, I haven't heard from them. They've never even been considerate enough to answer me. So that is not Christian.
No.
That's right. If you have aught against your brother, you go to your brother. Okay, we take to the airwaves because you can't talk to them unless I go. Maybe I could go over there to Without Walls, and I could get in the prayer line, and then maybe I could have a chat with Paula. But even Mike Murdoch, I had sent him a letter a few years ago about his seed faith doctrine. Well, no, he never answered me, but he actually had one of my videos removed also from YouTube.
Yeah, he's removed a couple of people's videos from YouTube, you know, but he won't talk to you directly, you know.
No. So the thing is, why don't we be a little rebellious out there and have their videos removed?
I mean, really? I mean, you scratch my back, I can scratch yours. And me, I have a thing. I'm like, you know, you can remove my videos all you want to. I'll just come right back, another name, start it all over again. I'll be like the phoenix. You might think the bird is dead, but he's going to rise up from the ashes. You know, you can remove me all you want to. You can, you know, go right ahead, because I got several videos, and I mentioned these people by name. You know, I don't understand people to say, I don't want to mention anybody. Now, the Bible says to mark them, and if you're going to mark somebody, you got to call their name out, because people need specific information. And if you don't give them specific information, they're not really going to know what to do, you know. And so that's why I call them by name, you know. On I got two channels, Trouble Tube 1 and Vero Tube. You know, and Trouble Tube, I wanted to call it the Troublemaker, because when I come on my video, you hear me do this laugh, and I say, I am the Troublemaker, here to cause trouble with the truth, you know. And
Trouble for the devil.
You know, and I let people know that the reason why I call myself the Troublemaker is because when you come out with the truth, it causes trouble. It stirs up trouble, you know. And and I called several of them out. Called out Juanita Bynum. Called out Larry Thompson. I think I called out Creflo Dollar. I call them out, you know, because people need to know this information specifically so that they can respond specifically.
That's right. You know, we don't hide. We're not hiding. We're out there. My email address is susan@propheticnews.com. You can email me, Paula, Mike, whatever. You can call me. I would be glad to talk to you. You can call into the program. The phone number is 914-338-1638. You can call in. We can talk. You know what? Now, Vincent, now many, many years ago, I was in the Word of Faith movement. Like I was telling the people when we started the program, I had been a guest on many of the TBN, the local TBN stations. I never made it to California to the big-time TBN, but I was on many of the local stations a few times. And, you know, I was on my way to being a famous evangelist if I wanted to go there, but I didn't want to go there because I didn't want to sell myself out, because I realized that if I didn't preach the seed faith gospel and the tithing gospel and the prosperity gospel, that I was not going to be accepted by these people. They were going to shun me anyway. And I just decided that I wasn't selling myself out to have a ministry, that it was more important to preach the Word of God and the truth of the Word of God. And if I had to get myself a little $5-an-hour job or something like that, I would rather do an honest day's work than to pimp people.
Yeah.
It's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. And you know what? We're going to tear that thing down. That thing is coming down manipulating people, extorting money from people for a $50 million jet TVN?
Really, I mean that's just crazy, you know. And it seems like all these pulpit pimps, that's all they. That it seems like every time you look up, one of them was buying a jet. What do you need a jet for? I mean, really, what do you need a jet for? Oh, I want to preach the prosperity gospel all around the world. There's no such thing as a prosperity gospel. So what do you need a jet for?
Well, that's it. They can't take a regular airplane because, you know, they might have to sit next to somebody that they don't want to talk to. Oh,
yeah.
They're very busy. We have to have a jet to fly around in so we can preach. Like you said, we can go preaching the prosperity gospel to other people. After all, we're celebrities. We can't mix with simple people. Somebody might want to talk to us. And we don't have time to talk to people on airplanes. We're ministers of the gospel.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. It really is. And the thing about it, I'm really disappointed myself. And I work at FedEx in the mornings for a couple of hours. And, you know, while I'm at FedEx, all kinds of ideas are going through my head and everything. And I was like, you know, some of them might know the truth about the word faith gospel, but they don't want to preach it that way. They want to keep on going the way that they are, because if they ever reveal to the people that, hey, you know, the word faith doctrine is false, then this is going to be a massive lawsuit against a lot of these people. They're going to be sued into poverty. You know, I mean, just look at what happened with Jim Baker. You know,
I was just going to say that. Now, many of our listeners, maybe you don't, if you weren't around then, but of course, I had been saved maybe 6 or 7 years when the Jim Baker scandal broke, and this was back in 1985, 1986, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Now, Jim Baker had one of the largest television networks at the time, very rich. They were very rich. Oh, they had more money than they knew what to do with.
Yeah.
And people had warned Jim Baker. They warned him that with tears, and that's what we're doing today. We are warning TBN. We are warning Paula White. We are warning Mike Murdoch and the rest of them. This gospel that you preach is not going to stand.
Mm-mm.
And we want you to repent. Repent of this foolishness. Repent of selling the Lord Jesus Christ and making merchandise of God's people. Enough is enough already.
Yeah.
And when he fell, remember, Vincent, didn't it break your heart?
Oh, yeah, it did. It hurt. And I had only been saved for a couple of months when that came out. I think it was 87. And when that came out, I had never heard of Jim Baker. I've heard of PTL, but I'd never heard of Jim Baker. But the accusations that came against the Christian community after that it was crazy. And I was like, well, why do people do this? And the thing about it is, here we are 25, 26 years later, and people are still doing it. And it's like, haven't you even learned from 1987 what happened with Jim Baker? But the people are still doing the same thing. They're preaching the same mess. Jim Baker, he's abandoned the word faith gospel, you know, himself, and people are still preaching this thing. And I just don't know what it takes. I don't know what it will take for people to get it that this is not the right road to be walking down.
No, because when God judges a ministry, whoa, and it will not be easy. It will not be easy, because God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And God, Jesus Christ, paid the ultimate price by giving his life for people, because God, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave. And that is the way we are supposed to be. We are supposed to love the world so much that we will give. And not because we want something back, not because we're trying to buy a miracle, not because we're trying to buy a $50 million jet and I don't know how many mansions, and taking money that's supposed to be used for the gospel and for the poor and spending it on lavish lifestyle. I'm going to bring on Sister Soldier here. Hello, Sister Soldier.
Hello, Susan. How are you?
Great. Great. I would like to hear some of your comments. This is my dear friend, Sister Soldier.
Oh,
Robin.
Sister Soldier. Sister Soldier on Church Folks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a soldier. And now, Sister Soldier, she has been, she was involved actually with Fred Price's ministry for many years, attending
oh, wow.
his church. And so she's seen a lot, done a lot, but I'd like to hear your comments today, Sister Soldier.
Susan, I don't even know where to start. You know, I posted a few in the chat room, a few of my comments. It's grievous and it angers you. But yet, at the same time, just as someone told my husband the other day, we all have the Holy Spirit. So everyone that's sitting there, you know, you can't just be angry at the ones in the pulpit. It's like the ones that are sitting there and they're taking this in. And the Holy Spirit, of course, is a revealer of truth. He's a spirit of truth. So when he reveals his truth to you that these guys are frauds, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sure God is no respecter of persons, so I'm sure just as the Holy Spirit spoke to me as I was sitting there, and I said, something's wrong here. What are all of these people doing?
That's it. That's it.
Yeah, so
you know, God really
does
try
to get... We have to take responsibility. We really do.
That's
we
right.
have to take responsibility for sitting there, putting them in the place of God, usurping God's authority. We have to take responsibility for it. I know I did, with tears and repentance.
That's it.
You know,
I did, too.
You know, and it's both. It's those in the congregation who keep them in, quote-unquote, business. They're
yeah,
customers,
right.
I call them.
Right. Customers, right.
So, you know, we have to study the Word.
That's right.
Because if we study the Word, as we, my husband and I started studying, it's like, whoa, none of this lines up. But you have
oh.
to, the thing is, you have to want that. You have to want to be free. And I think a lot of people, they just go there, they put, and you know what? I'll go back for a second. A lot of people come to the church, to different churches, and they're looking for hope.
That's
a lot of
right.
them are at wit's end.
Yeah.
And the leadership, they take advantage of that.
They
because
do.
They're in a gullible state. Jehovah's Witnesses do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're in a gullible state. And so when you come in, they indoctrinate you. It's almost like they give you an injection. You
That's
know,
true.
Of not truth serum, lie serum.
Yes. Yeah, we kind of sat there. I sat there, you know, for 15 years stupefied.
Yes. Thank
I was
God.
Embalmed.
It's amazing. It's sad. You know, yet, you can't, if you question them, you become the villain.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
it.
Because I know for a fact that they know that what they're teaching is not truth.
Yes, they
a
know that.
A pride has set in, and they love these lifestyles, so they're going to continue to teach it. And if you notice, if you look back several years at some of these, I call them characters, they look totally different now. It's like, you know, they have the Botox, they have this. It's and this
I know,
is what
the
they
face
do
doesn't
money.
Move. It doesn't move.
Yes. Yes. And this is what they're doing with your money. They're not helping the widows. I know that for a fact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not help. They're not concerned with the orphans. They're not concerned with anyone but themselves. That's it. And once your eyes are open and you see that, it is grievous. It really is. A $50 million debt.
That's it. $50 million debt. But that's what we're calling for a revolution. We call for a revolution. We call for a revolution in the body of Christ. And we say, we're not going to take it anymore. I'm telling you, we are not going to take it anymore. And if you're in one of those churches and your pastor is pimping you for money with telling you lies about give 10% of your money to God and the blessings will just fall out of heaven. There's no money falling out of heaven. The best way to have prosperity is to get a job.
Yeah.
Get a job, work, earn a living. You can have money, get an education, go to college.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, God might give you some miracle finance or some way, but you're not going to be a millionaire. Maybe you're not going to be a millionaire, but be happy with what you have.
Mm-hmm.
Be content, the Bible says, with what you have. Don't keep trying to get more and trying to get more and messing yourself up with God. What is more important to you? What is more important to you? The Lord Jesus Christ or money?
The thing that gets me is, you know, they'll preach this thing. They'll say, you know, whatsoever state you find yourself in, therewith be content. But then they preach principles that go against that very scripture. And I don't understand that.
Well, they know how, like Robin was saying, they know that when you go to church and most people, when they're first born again, you're so vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just coming out of the world. Maybe you're coming out of drugs. You're coming out of alcohol addiction. You're coming out of some kind of sexual perversion, adultery, fornication, whatever. So you're vulnerable at that point. And that wolf that calls himself a pastor makes you his prey and takes advantage of that vulnerability. And I think it is disgusting. It really is. And I'm calling for people today, if you're in one of those pimp preacher churches, you need to hit the door running. You need to get out of that place and stay home and open your Bible. Have a Bible study with your husband or your wife or your children and get into the Word of God for yourself. I know that I took time off after I came out of that mess back in 1997. I came out of all that mess and I took myself out of every kind of public ministry. I went away from it, and I said, I'm getting into that Bible for myself. I'm not reading anybody's book. I'm reading the book, and mm-hmm. I'm going to find out what this Bible says, because if I'm going to claim I know Jesus, and if God ever brings me back to teaching the Word of God again in a public forum, I want to know what that book says, because I am not going to be responsible for leading people astray. It's too awesome when you think about it.
And once you get out, you'll find that you no longer have a book collection. You start tossing all the books out.
You start tossing them out. I had every single book, I had in my library of Kenneth Hagin. Every single book he wrote.
Mm.
I had every single one.
I got a couple from Mike Murdoch, and I was about to throw them away, but I said, you know what? It might be some information in here.
You've got some information in there that you can use, some ammunition.
Use their own tactics against them, you know.
That's it. Now, you know, Mike Murdoch's another one. He's got a big mansion. Mike Murdoch does not even try to hide his
mm-mm.
wealth from you. He brags
mm-mm.
about it on television.
Yeah.
And people sit there and look at him, and then he calls people stupid right to their face on TV.
Yeah.
And then he laughs at them and says, oh, I bet you're jealous of me because I have, I don't know how many Corvettes and how many exotic cars, and people are giving me Rolex watches. And he just sits there with, you know, full of pride and arrogance, and yet people still sending him money.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your money.
And you know what it is? They think they're going to get what these pimps, what they have.
You're not going to get it.
I can tell you that. I can tell you with certainty that you're not going to get it. Because
mm-hmm.
if you look in these mega ministries, if you ask them, show me five people, and five people in this 20,000 member ministry that came in with nothing and now has the same as the ones in the pulpit. Not even one.
Not one. Not one.
Not one. No one owns a jet.
No one owns a Rolls Royce either, like Fred Price.
Mm-hmm.
We won't even say a jet or a Rolls Royce. A house.
Yeah. That's a what house. I... One time when I said to the people in the church, I said, now, after 15 years of tithing, after 20 years of tithing, after how many seed faith gifts have you sown, are you out of debt yet?
Nope.
No.
Matter of fact,
no.
You require
and
more.
Did it work?
Yes.
No.
Yes. I mean, one of the pastors told us that if you're... This not, I'm sorry. He didn't tell us this was part of a message. That if you have a flat tire, pay your tithe first. So you're supposed to remain with a flat tire? It makes absolutely no sense when you think about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like none of this lines up with the Bible. We're not going to even get started on tithe. You know, that's a whole show by itself.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to be doing more shows on that because that is one of the most misquoted scriptures, I think, in the Bible is Malachi 3. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse. And look, people, if you're born again, you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. The Holy Spirit can tell you where to give your money. Nobody should stand up in a pulpit or on a television program or on a radio program and tell you where to give your money. Mm-hmm. You need to pray and ask God where to give your money. Who can you help? We would be sitting in church, and I knew that people were broke. I knew they didn't have groceries. I knew they couldn't pay their electric bill. But yet, we couldn't think for ourselves. We couldn't think, wow, who in this building has a need? No, we had to run up to the front and give 10% to the pastor or sow seeds to Mike Murdoch. Now, I've been in those prayer lines. I sowed a seed. Back in 1995 to Mike Murdoch when he came to a Bible college and took advantage of Bible school students.
Wow.
Yes.
They have no conscience. They
it
really
was
despicable.
Don't. And he was telling us to give $1,000. It wasn't a $10 seed. It wasn't a $50 seed. He said, give $1,000 seed and in 30 days God will bless you.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, I'm still waiting for the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been there. I've given cars away. I sold cars, and then I didn't have a car for I don't know how long because they used to tell you, give your things away, and you'll get a better.
But they weren't giving away anything.
Mm-mm. They don't give away anything, not their properties, not their houses, not their cars. Nothing, but they tell you you need to go without, but they won't go without themselves. I mean, they get up there and they preach to you about, God wants me to do this, and, you know, if you want to be a prayer partner with me and everything and help me out.
Oh, yeah, be a prayer partner. Like, you
biblical.
Can't.
Yeah.
That's not even biblical.
It's not biblical.
No.
A faith
because
partner, that's
not
even
you can pray for yourself. You don't need Benny Hinn to pray for you. He doesn't have anything. He's got his own mess to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need Mike Murdoch to pray with you. You don't need Richard Roberts to send you a prayer cloth for a seed phase. Ooh, I prayed over this. I laid hands on all these prayer cloths, and if you'll write in, I'll send you one of my anointed prayer cloths. Tell him to keep his prayer cloth.
I tell you.
Keep your prayer cloth. I'll pray for myself. A few years ago, I went through a time in my life where I went through a little trial with my health, and God told me, don't you dare go to any healing meeting. Don't you dare run over to any miracle healing service and try to get your healing from some man, because you're going to learn that I am the God that heals thee.
Yeah.
And you can lay right in this bed, Susan. And I hear your cries, and I hear your prayers. And when you get healed, you're going to know that God did it.
Well,
you're
going to
know God did it.
They talk about God wants you holy, healthy, wealthy, and wise and everything. But the reason why they're so healthy is because they got so much money, they can get the best health care. I mean, that's the thing about it. You know, that it has nothing to do with God's miracle blessings in their life. I mean, they got the money. They can get the best doctors. They can go to the best hospitals and everything. But they say, you see how I am? you know, God has kept me healthy and everything. Nah, rascal, you went to the best hospital. You got a doctor. You know, he helped you out better than he would those of us who don't have as much money. You know, a lot of us can't get that health care.
Even with that, they don't think that they don't get sick. They just hide it.
Yeah.
They hide it.
That's right.
Also.
Mm-hmm. Like,
Dennis Copeland had back problems.
Mm-hmm.
But they try to hide it. Remember when Fred Price's wife had cancer?
Yeah.
Kenneth Hagin died of heart disease.
Yeah, certainly did. I was watching Leroy Thompson this week, and he was telling his congregation, you know, he was telling them to repeat after him and say, "I'll never be sick a day in my life ever again," you know, and people getting sick is just. It's human nature,
it's
really.
It's part of life.
It's life, you know. And
it's gonna happen.
I said, I guarantee you, most of those people in that congregation, they probably caught the cold or the flu after they made
that
confession.
Right. They got a headache. They probably got a headache while they were listening to him.
Yeah. Well, I know I did.
And they sent him money, and he has a $16,000 dog, and he bragged about it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
don't know if you saw it, Susan. I posted it. C training. I said, "What is C training?"
Oh, I saw that. As soon as he started, everybody came up and put money on the podium.
It's so sad.
He's got them trained over there.
It's a
brainwashing. It's a cultic
brainwashing
mindset. It's really, and it's demonic. There's a lot of spiritual activity that goes on in those meetings. I believe that. And you subject yourself to it. You know. And
well, you have to sell out to the devil. Number one, this is the truth for all our listeners out there. So we're. They have sold out to the devil because I know myself now. I was in public ministry for maybe 10 years. I was saved for 15, and television ministry, traveling all over the world. I held hundreds of miracle healing services. I preached at many churches, women's meetings, Bible schools. And I knew that I was at a crossroads in the ministry that I had at the time where I was being tempted of the devil to say, okay, I can go this way and I can preach seed faith and I can preach tithing and I can make the pastors happy so I get the invitations to come to the church. Because if I don't say I agree with tithing and if I don't say I agree with seed faith, I'm not getting any more invitations. So I had to make a decision at the time. Am I going to stay with the ministry that I have, or am I going to preach the true gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? And I said, I'm going to preach the true gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, you know, I have not had one invitation since 1997 to go and preach in a church since then.
Wow.
But that's what they have to give up.
The truth is a threat. They don't want the truth.
No, they don't want the truth.
They don't want the truth.
And they're not going to give up their lifestyle. Now, look.
No, they're not.
I wasn't making a lot of money in the ministry, but I was making enough to pay for my trips. I have been over 30 times to Europe, took over 30 trips to Europe, and I have to say God did pay for all those trips. I never had to beg. I never asked for anything when I went on these ministry engagements. But I knew that if I was going to progress in the Word of Faith movement and I was going to be a TBN regular maybe, that I was going to have to then compromise what I knew was the truth. And that's what all these people have done. If any of them ever really knew God, they came to a crossroads in their ministry where they decided, do I want fame and fortune or do I want the Lord Jesus Christ? What is more precious to me? And they sold out. And they know that they sold out.
Yes, and then they try to believe their own hype.
Yes.
The, you know, Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. So if they're not following Christ, you need to get out of there. And they're not. I mean, you look at Jesus and what he did. He had compassion on the multitudes. They have no compassion. Absolutely none.
Mm-mm.
Did Jesus show up? You know, did he drive up in a Bentley and say, sit down, let me get your tithes and your offerings first, then I'll give you some bread.
Then I'll pray for you.
Yeah. With his disciples who I'm so sorry. Did I lose you guys?
Oh, yeah,
no, you're
I'm still
here. I felt I lost you.
Sorry, my phone dropped. But, you know, we have to, Jesus is the example setter. He is not a man, not your pastor. Jesus.
That's right. And
so
you know,
if they're not teaching, how can you know if they're teaching the truth if you don't study?
That's right.
You won't know.
The Bible says
you
study to show yourself approved unto God. And everything that you need to know is in your Bible. And
yes.
You need to read it because we are in such a time where there's so much deception. You see that the devil has almost totally taken over what they call Christian television. It's been become nothing but a joke. I mean, even people in the world know it's a joke. They look at it and say, it's a joke. Look at the way those people look. Their faces don't move. They've got so much makeup on and outlandish hairdos. I mean, who looks like that?
Yeah.
Who looks like Jan Crouch? I don't know anybody that looks like that.
Mm.
They
Jan Crouch
look
is
weird.
Hiding. She is hiding. When I see people like that with so much makeup that you need a shovel to take it off, you're hiding.
Yeah.
She doesn't have peace. They could say whatever they want. They don't have peace. They really don't. They
and
don't
that,
have peace.
That's it. And you cannot buy peace. You cannot buy
you can't.
Joy.
Mm-hmm.
These things you cannot buy. You know, when we sin and we do something wrong, the Holy Spirit convicts us, and we're convicted. And thank God that we can still be convicted of our sins. Imagine what they go through. They know that they're sinning. They know that they're taking advantage of people. That's why they had that. Like, look at Richard Roberts. He had to get drunk. He had to be arrested for drunk driving. He had to get drunk just to try to escape the convicting power of the Holy Spirit. They have to take drugs. How many of them are on drugs? I guarantee you that most of these preachers are drug addicts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Because their conscience is going against their conscience. And a lot of people, when their conscience is going under so much fire, they want something to get that weight off their conscience, whether it be drugs, alcohol, whatever, you know, strip clubs, you know, stuff like that.
Well,
so.
Yeah, and all that. Because mark my words. You in the next few months, you are going to see a lot of these ministries go down.
Yeah.
It's going to be scandal after scandal after scandal.
And I believe Paula White might be the first one.
Yes, and you know what? God said in his word that whatever is hidden is going to be revealed. Nobody has to come. Nobody has to try to dig and try to find something in your life to use against you because God knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
God knows about it. And God said that he would even protect you. He would even protect you if you would only repent. But then what you do in secret will be made. It'll be brought out into the open. And that is horrible. That is horrible. We remember what happened to Jim Baker. I remember that. I cried and cried when they took him to prison.
Mm-hmm.
It was horrible.
Yeah. And he
no
broke
matter
down.
If you liked Jim Baker or you didn't like Jim Baker, your heart was broken.
I you know, Susan, that's why I said, I don't need to call in because I honestly don't feel sorry for them. I don't know about Jim Baker because I was not a viewer of PTL, so I just know the whole big scandal. But if some of these guys go to jail today, I'm being very honest, I would not cry for them. I would not. Because they need to be that. It's criminal what they're doing. It really
is. It is criminal.
It is.
But,
it is.
But you know that it was like when they took Jim Baker to prison and it was on television and he was having a nervous breakdown and he was crying and he was just totally broken. And I believe God really broke him when he was in prison. Now, he's come back and he's done some things he shouldn't do as far as in the financial realm. And he knows better than that.
Yeah.
But it did hurt me. I was hurt for him. I did not agree totally with the things that they were preaching, but to see him disheveled, he always looked so neat, but he was disheveled. They took him in handcuffs and leg chains, and he was going to prison, and it was horrible. Now, it did break my heart, I must say. It really, really did break my heart, because any of us that know the Lord Jesus Christ and we know what he did for us and we know what it is to be born again, we know that feeling to pass from death into life. We know how we were before we met Christ. We were rotten, filthy sinners, terrible sinners. And yet Jesus Christ forgave us and gave us a brand new life. And that's the thing that breaks my heart about these people, because maybe some of them really knew God and they really had that experience with God, and now they don't have that, and then they wind up in the pig pen. No, that's to
and
me,
I do believe that. Worse. I believe a lot of them start out right, and just like politics, they get corrupted. I
yeah.
really do. A lot yeah. of them do. They start out, they love God, they really want to teach the word of God, but then the power and the money come, and they go with that.
That's it, because
that's
you know how
want.
It is.
They don't
like
know how
said,
to resist it.
They don't know how to resist it, because you start believing your own press. Now, when you're
yes.
standing up there in the pulpit and you've got a pretty dress on and your hair is nice and you're made up real nice and you look good and you're standing up there, you're on a platform. Of course, you're raised high above everybody else on that platform. And then people want to look at you that way. And
yes.
it scared me. It scared me when people started chasing after me for me to lay hands on them, because they thought I had something. No. And then I knew I don't want that. I didn't want anybody running after me, because I'm just as flaky as the rest of them as far as I'm not perfect. I'm not the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't come running after me for a miracle. And that's what happens to these people. They start liking the publicity. They like the adulation. They like people throwing money at their feet. And they know people can be manipulated very easily. And they know
yes.
that.
Wow.
And I think, when these people really start out their pastoring and ministering and everything, they really have to get into the stop. You know, taking their examples from the mainline, stardom, star-crossed, national television evangelists, you know, because I think that's the main problem here is because, you know, they're looking at the Kenneth Hagins and the T.D. Jakes and the Fred Prices and everything, and they're taking their examples from them instead of going into the Word of God themselves. And see, none of this, we probably wouldn't be talking about this today if Oral Roberts hadn't started this, because Oral Roberts started this whole seed faith thing. You
he
know,
did.
He, and, you know, his, and, you know, in 87, he said
it
God
didn't
was
work
going to take
for them.
It did not work. And the thing about it, they keep talking about this seed thing, and they're in more debt than anybody.
That's
and it's
right.
almost like they're saying, get in debt like we are, you know,
yeah.
and everything.
And then most people do.
Yeah. And,
most
and,
people do.
And then they want to call on you to sow a seed to help them with their debts. Well,
yeah,
I tell
well,
you what,
yeah, wouldn't you love somebody to pay your debts?
I tell you, sell that Rolls Royce and help me with mine.
Hey, you know, that's the thing. See, look, we have debts to pay, debts that we made. We made these debts. Now you pay them. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what kind of a con game is that?
It kind of reminds you of our United States Congress in a way, but...
Yeah, we're making all these debts. Now we're just going to come and pick your pocket.
Yeah,
we got to. You know, now we have to pay for it.
Yeah,
pay for your own jet, TBN.
Yeah.
Pay for your own mansions, TBN. Pay for your own plastic surgeries.
Oh gosh, don't let me go there.
You know. Pay for it yourself. Get a job.
Yeah.
And take it out of your salary. Paul Crouch's salary reportedly is $400,000 a year.
Oh, that's the amount the president makes.
Yeah.
No, I don't even think
he makes
more
that
than
much.
That. It's more than that. It's Paul Crouch. It's more than that. It's more than that. I believe that.
And you're probably telling the truth too.
I'm telling you, look, people, you do not need to send TBN one more offering.
Mm-mm.
Their ministry is worth $1 billion. They do not need another offering from you. Find somebody in your own hometown.
Yes.
Find the local homeless shelter.
Yes, Susan.
We've got a homeless shelter not too far away from us. It's probably about 10 miles, 15 miles down the road. Now, that girl always needs money. She never has enough for that homeless shelter. Now, here's a single girl. It's on the highway, the homeless shelter. There might be 10 or 12 cabins that she leases there. And she feeds them. She makes sure that they work every day. She makes sure they go to work every day. Otherwise, they can't stay there. And she does all this without any help from the government. And she never has enough money from the churches to do this ministry. Now,
well,
there's something wrong with
her.
That.
They're not. They're not going to give her that money. And just so everyone knows, approximately 85% of tithes and offerings go to ministry operations, to the staff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not to help anyone.
Nope.
To the staff. So if you think that they're giving money here and it's going to Africa and it's going to Thailand, no, it's not. It's
no,
going
it
in their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It can't. Never mind Africa and Thailand. It can't even go. Like here we are in Hernando County, Florida. It can't even go to the ministries that are here to help the ministries do their work.
Mm.
So never
yeah.
mind spending
and,
money overseas. They can't even feed. If every church. If every county and every church in the county fed the homeless, fed the hungry, took care of the widow and the orphan, there wouldn't be any needs.
Yes.
That's true. That is so
and,
true.
And that's what the Bible says, is that we're supposed to do the work of the ministry. That's what tithing was all about in the Old Testament. It was food. It was put in a storehouse to feed the hungry, the homeless, the widow, and the orphan.
Yes.
And
yes.
Malachi, God was telling off those priests for taking that stuff and not
yes.
using it for its intended purpose.
And
that's what they're doing today.
Is doing. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And I was really upset the other day. I read how some Christian group or some Christians are boycotting Starbucks because they're supporting homosexuals, which I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But why don't you go and shut down these churches?
Yeah.
Never mind Starbucks.
Yeah.
Starbucks is doing what they're supposed to do. They're
not
are
saved.
Off the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not saved. So what do you expect if people aren't saved? Yeah, go over to pick at some of these churches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shut them down.
Yeah, shut them
down. Never mind
down.
Starbucks.
That's it. That's it. Leave
They're
Starbucks
robbing your
alone.
Brothers and your sisters.
Exactly.
That's it. Go over and, I mean, I at least have to give those people credit over there in Apopka, Florida, the New Destiny Christian Center where Paula White took over after Zachary Timms died. They didn't want her. Some of the people didn't want her as the pastor, so they picketed. I give those people credit. But that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Get out there and get a sign and repent. Repent. Repent.
I mean, you can't say that enough. You really can't say it enough. You can't stress it enough. That's the main thing that they need to do is to repent. And the thing too, one thing I noticed in a lot of them, in a lot of these churches, they talk about, well, y'all don't give to the poor enough, y'all don't give to the homeless enough. Well, we can't, because you're always telling us to sow a seed to you.
To you.
And we can't help the poor.
Anything left over to help anybody else. We're too busy helping you.
Yeah, and then after that, we just have barely enough to take care of ourselves. You know, we got car payments, we got rent, we got mortgages and things that we need to take care of. And you're saying that giving to you is more important than me taking care of my own family. I don't think so.
That's what they tell you.
That's unbiblical. And it's totally unbiblical. It really is. If you don't take care of family, you're worse than an infidel.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's what the Bible says.
That's the word. That is the word. I mean, and you look at these ministries, like Fresh Life has a $14 million property on Central Park West.
Mm.
The New York Church.
Okay. Wow.
All of this, yes, a landmark, the building. Huge property. Now, can anyone live in there? No.
Not with them iron gates around it.
If you get evicted, you can't live there.
Nope.
You can't even go stay one night.
No.
And so what happens, how many hours is the church actually in operation?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's a waste.
Yeah.
That's a total waste. Of course, when you're there, you don't see it, but thank God for the Holy Spirit, for the truth. Because
you go to church and you're in a nice fancy building, and you go in, and then it looks nice inside. It really looks nice, and then the pastor and his wife are all dressed up. They have really nice clothes
and
nice jewelry.
Christian Louboutin and St. John suits.
And they drive in nice cars, and you say, wow, let me look at this. You know, I could be like that. So, yeah,
they appeal to your lower nature. Come on, y'all. Y'all know that Mike Murdoch is a Walmart guy. Y'all know that.
No, Mike Murdoch looks like he's a, I won't say, never mind. Let me be nice.
It's not too hard to figure out.
If you have any discerning at all,
it's not too hard to look at Mike Murdoch and figure it out.
Well, you know, he bought that Rolex at Walmart. You know, Walmart is the number one seller of Rolex watches.
He bought that at Walmart. Yeah. Well, I was told the other day by another ministry that Mike Murdoch, he has expanded his mansion, because they have a photograph, an aerial view of his mansion in Texas. And I was asking them about the photograph, and they told me that, well, since that photograph was taken, he has even made his mansion bigger.
Wow.
Than it is. You have to go to Google Earth or Google Maps or something, and you can actually see the aerial view of his complex that has been paid for by your seed faith donations.
Wow.
And who lives there, Susan? Who lives there?
Well, Mike and whoever else he has staying there.
Yeah, not his wife either.
Not his wife. He doesn't need a wife.
Well,
do you ever wonder why, you know, some of these people aren't married? I mean, I'm not saying that he's a homosexual. And I'm not saying that, but I mean, you know, the guy is not married. And
something's wrong.
Yeah.
And look, you have a lot of, even these, some of these with the mega ministry. How can you not be married? You have 20,000 women in this church.
That is something to think about, though, you know.
Well,
but none of them are good enough, because a lot of them have secret lifestyles. We know that.
Well, because they have secret lifestyles. That is all a part of the corruption. And you see it, and you're going to see more of it happening when some of these things start coming out. And, I mean, it's going to be God that does it. It's going to be God that brings it out. And so we can expect more things to happen. But the thing I find kind of ironic in the age of 2012 is that most people don't even seem to care.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like the scandals aren't as shocking anymore as they once were, where, okay, when Jimmy Swaggart was caught with a prostitute, the Assemblies of God required that he sit down and take himself out of public ministry. Well, of course, he left the Assemblies of God because he didn't want to take himself out for too long. But at one time, there was a time when you had to sit down and shut up for a while if you were caught in adultery or homosexuality. Now it's like, oh, well, so what?
It's almost like they expected it.
Yeah.
This is what you do.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they did with this recent scandal with Eddie Long. People were like, you know, don't say anything. He's the man of God. You know, don't speak anything about him. You know, and then Creflo Dollar talking about
not saved.
Yeah, and Creflo Dollar talking about if you're from Eddie Long's church and you're in my church, you need to go back to Eddie Long's church. I don't want you here. You know, God had you in His church and everything. How in the world is God going to have you in a church of a man who's not even saved?
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Yeah,
I dare say God doesn't have a lot of people in any of these churches. They're there because they want to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's it. Because
God will not share His glory with anyone.
No.
No. He won't. No. No, He won't. That's the thing is we want to encourage everybody today, and we sincerely mean this with all our hearts, is to read your Bible. Study to show yourself approved unto God. And if you're in one of these churches that are teaching seed faith and tithing, and your pastor will not let you confront him or will not let you ask questions, then you need to get out of there. You don't need to be a brainwashed robot. You need to run for your life and find fellowship somewhere else. You'd be a lot better off. And, you know, even some people today, maybe you don't know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. Mm-hmm. Today is the day of salvation. Today you can know Him. And I'm telling you something, it is not hard to get saved. I know there's some people, they want you, you got to say this and you got to do that and you have to do this. I want to tell you how I got saved, and I'm going to keep it short here. I was in a motel room in Redstone, Colorado in 1981, and I had heard the gospel a few times, but I didn't really know how to get born again. I didn't have the Roman road, and I didn't have this scripture and that scripture, but I merely got down on my knees in that room, and I said to the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus, if you're real, and I don't know that you're real, but if you are real, come into my life and change my life. And that's all I said. And you know something? I was changed. I was changed. Old things passed away. The old things I wanted to do, I didn't want to do anymore. I wanted to read the Bible. I wanted to go to church. I wanted fellowship with other Christians. Then after, a few days after that, I knew that I had to repent of my sins. As it was explained to me when I started to tell people that I was born again. It's not hard to accept Jesus because He's real. God is real. He is real. And He wants you to give your life to Him so you can have eternal life. And you know something? There's two things that are guaranteed, death and taxes, and you are going to die. You are going to die. Don't you want to know where you're going to go? Won't it give you comfort to know that there is a heaven to gain and a hell to lose? Give your life to Jesus Christ today because He is the only one that can save you. He is the only one that can heal you. He can give you what you're looking for in that bottle or in that crack cocaine or in that adulterous relationship you're in. He can give it to you. New life. Nobody else can do that for you. Nobody can give you peace except the Prince of Peace. Nobody can give you joy except God Almighty Himself. He will give it to you. He will give you a new mind. Who can cure you of insanity or mental illness? Jesus can, and he will. He will. I want to thank my guest today, Sister Soldier, and Brother Vincent. And Brother Vincent?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell the people about a little bit about where they could listen to your radio program on Blog Talk Radio and your YouTube channels.
Okay, my YouTube channel is VibroTube, that's VeBroTube, that's on YouTube, and my other YouTube channel is TroubleTube1, and I have my show here on Blog Talk Radio. It's called Black Bicolor Only, and like I say on that show every time I introduce it, it's not about skin color, but it's about principles, and you can find that at blogtalkradio.com, Black by Color Only. And we come on Saturdays, every Saturday at 5 o'clock Eastern Time.
Okay, and they can call in. It's a live call-in show.
It's a live call-in show. And it gets a little racy there sometimes. Boy, I have to kick people off sometimes because they want to come in there and put their little mess in and everything. So,
well, that does happen, especially if you're dealing with unsaved people who haven't been saved and sanctified for a while. But anyway, I know I've been on Brother Vincent's program. It was most enjoyable. And I think you really will enjoy his program. I love the name, Black by Color Only. That is really good.
Yeah.
I really like that. And it says a lot, I mean, just the title really says a lot. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. Look, Jesus Christ really does love you. He really does. And there's no greater love. There's no greater love. I know for Vincent and myself and Sister Soldier, we've all experienced the grace of God and the mercy of God in our life. Truly, and we want you to feel the same way. It's wonderful to know Jesus Christ, truly. The best thing that ever happened in my life was the day I gave my life to Jesus, and we want to tell the world about his goodness and his kindness, his loving kindness. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in today and for being a part of this program. Thank you, everybody in the chat room. I appreciate you coming in and everybody that's listening. God bless you. And thank you so much, Vincent, for calling in. It made a great show.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. We'll be talking soon. Bye-bye, everybody.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city. Set on a hill, and someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.